This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 209 of the Oprah Rose Show.
Yes.
Back for another week. Cleopatra coming at you.
Ooh, a TBT. I love that song.
It was a throwback.
Right, it really was.
It was what, three sisters? Two, three?
I thought it was like upwards of five, but I could be wrong. Wasn't that really? All had them really cute braids, them really cute box braids.
They did.
It wasn't Raven Simone.
No, it was like sisters, and they were like with the braids and like different rooms and running around and singing Cleopatra coming at you.
Oh shit! Yeah, they were a group, not no damn Raven Simone. Oh. I get that.
I think the name was Cleopatra.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because I remember seeing that like in the back or something like that. Yeah, what's
Cleopatra? Yeah. It was giving y'all gonna know who we are. We gonna put the name in a song, first single.
So, well, they're unforgettable.
Okay, and hopefully we are too. As always, like and subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, leave a comment, a hotel, a rating. You can find us on the Twitters at Oprah Rose Show. And Instagram, The Oprah Rose Show, as well as email, theoprahroseshow@gmail.com.
It's giving redundancy. I love it.
It was like coming off the top of my head.
Iteration, whatever.
You know, always going to remember that.
I love it. Yes. So how are you dolls doing?
You know, we
are surviving with good times.
I am about to start using that as my... as when people ask me how I'm doing, like scratching and surviving. Yeah.
That's it's funny.
Literally, because I usually just be like, I'm here. That's usually my...
We're past that.
Yeah, we are past that. And you know what it is? I feel like every conversation I've had with people, and I don't care like where you work or, you know, any of that. Like everybody is so tired. Like, I think sometimes we forget that as much as we joke, we're like, oh, it's a panty, and we're still very much living in it and like have never experienced anything like this ever. Like, it's tiring. And I would just like to coast and make it these last 3 months. Like, I am not trying to grind. I ain't trying to hit no motherfucker. You got 90 days left. I don't give a fuck.
Like, literally, fuck out of here.
So I don't care.
And look, it'd be like, it's Q4. What you got? What you got? You only got a couple days left.
Right. It's Q4. Okay. That Q for you. I'm here. I'm trying to, I'm taking it hour by hour.
I'm surviving.
Yeah. I'm scratching it. It's not even day by day. I have downgraded it to hour by hour. And there are
Referencing my life to a quarterly report. Like, I'm not thinking about like a fiscal business when I think about my life, bro. So when I see that Q4 90 days bullshit, please miss me.
Yeah.
Miss me.
Super.
It's giving unfollow.
I'm super good. Like, just trying to
I feel like you've been out in the community though. We were together last week a lot.
Yes, it was. My last week is why I have a cold now. I was living like it was pre-COVID, like it was
New York 2003. It was like old school New York. Yeah, that's all we kept saying.
It literally was like New York 2013 for me. Like I was out every other night. Every night, basically. I think I only spent one night in the house.
So much FOMO. I was like, somebody take this fucking kid so I can go live my fucking life. Because I'm just stranded in the house with this 3-year-old talking to me all day, every day.
And now she got a microphone, so now she's singing.
Oh my God. Oh
like,
my God.
Someone please help me.
Oh my God, Jesus, help me, please. Oh my God. Well, at least you'll be, you know, when we plan on doing this, you're going to be like a pro at it and be like, oh, child, I remember them days.
Right. Like when we having our babies and I'm talking about I'm tired.
Right.
Be like, I'm going to send Jesse over there to come watch.
Right. It. Be like, oh, I remember that. Thank God. Because I feel like all moms with like older kids always be like, oh, I'm so glad I ain't got to worry about that. Like even I was watching Real Housewives before we started. And when Robin was like looking at, homegirl that was breastfeeding. I can never think of her name.
Ashley.
It was very much like, oh, glad to be done with that. So it'll be
soon. She's about to get back on the train though. Oh yeah. Possibly.
Oh yeah. Did he? I know I didn't finish it. I remember them. They don't need no more damn kids, y'all.
I agree.
They don't. But yeah, no, last week was a lot. And you know, Mercury is in retro. Is in Boosie fade is the latest one I've seen.
that makes sense. That analogy makes sense.
Don't it?
On my damn nerves.
Exactly. It's worse than retrograde. It's worse than micro braids.
Right.
Although I saw a girl with micro braids when I was out and I was like, oh my God, is it like 1999? Like why?
How long did she sit there?
Not even how long. Why the hell would you have micro minis in 2021? What was this?
She was watching Jameel Hill. You know, she's been wearing micro braids forever.
Oh, yeah, she does wear those. They look different in black. Like, I remember I had them things in for like 1 week and was like, oh my God, I hate this. Look like someone's Nana or something. But anywho, it's in.
Because that is actually the perfect analogy. Because anytime Boosie pop up and say some really dumb shit, it just be out of the blue, and it's usually brought on by hate speech of
gay people. And get the fuck out of here! I'm not even talking about it. Get them in fucking Mercury, my
that meme, the meme of him in the cloud though, making that face, it really be killing me. That shit is hilarious.
No, yeah, I don't understand. Like when I didn't realize that, and I forgot one of them was like a Lil Nas X post, and he had like his oh my God. Oh, this is so genius. Like
why does gay shit get under her skin so bad?
Gay.
Do you want to talk about it? Come on,
I scroll like I was about to mute him at one point. Like I don't want to hear anything that Boosie has to say.
Yeah. Never.
Absolutely nothing.
Put your pussy lips on live, I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, like that was damn it. That was last year. Like that's crazy. That felt like 4 years ago. He used to say that.
He was saying that. But I can't say put your dick on live. I give you $1,000. Now I get blocked for that.
Yeah.
From Boosie's perspective, I'm gonna get blocked for that.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Ain't the world fucked up?
He's a really ignorant man. It's just pure ignorance. Like
so much ignorance, Lord.
So much. But yeah, what else happened? So I was telling y'all, I've had like a doozy of a weekend, and I was like, anyway, my weekend started off very wholesome. It was like a kid's birthday party. Like Friday yanked me. I couldn't even go out. You ever had just such a bad day that I couldn't even be around anybody? I got my car. I drove 3 blocks. It was so much traffic. I had to turn back around because I was like, I'm gonna have an attitude with myself. And I was already mad. So I was like, I can't have no attitude more with myself. So I was in my little cocoon on Friday. And then Saturday was fine. Saturday night, I'm driving home.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's obviously, and I live in a very like residential area. So there's like no cars out typically. Meanwhile, I'm saying that and I don't know what all this
I heard means. A car just fly on down the street.
I think it's an airplane. I don't know what's happening. Oh my God. So I told you it's in Boosie Fade. So anyhow, the car is right in front of me, green light. So obviously, you know, you're taking off from a green light. So there's not a lot of speed behind it. And out of nowhere, this motorcycle comes up and crashes into the side of the car at like full speed because it was a bike. And like he flipped in the air twice, like some video game type shit.
My lord.
He lands on the light pole. So I'm literally like frozen. Like I couldn't even, like my hand was just over my mouth in the car. Like I could not move for a second. Wow. Then the girl on the side of me was, she was so hysterical, like another car. Like I thought she hit him. That's how hysterical she was. So within her calling the police, there were like two NYPD cars that just like came out of nowhere. And they had four NYPD police officers and they were unmarked cars. So I feel like maybe he was being chased or something.
Mm. Wow.
Now there's a helicopter. I love how I said I live in a quiet neighborhood and there's literally a helicopter. Which leads me to my next story. After that man, I think, died. Oh, no. Then I park.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking and these men are like following me as I'm walking in a car up my block.
What?
And, like yelling and like saying shit. And keep in mind,
did you have your keys in between your knuckles?
Of course. Yeah, but it's like, no, it's giving gun. Like I'm past the stage of keys and knuckles. Like, yeah, and that's all jokes.
You gotta get guns.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, well, I have one, but everyone else.
I mean, I get it. Invest in an 11.
Yeah, it's like, I still need to buy my mace. I'm keeping mace in the house and in the car and like one of them little weapon things.
So like, they were like following you?
You know how you walk and so the car is going the same speed as me? So the only saving grace is the man that probably died on the corner. There's so much police activity. I was like, can't that much happen? Because they're tending to this man literally five, you know, like, or maybe like 50 feet from me or something like that.
That's wild.
But it's like, even you, like, I don't know why men in any shape or form or anything, like, think it's okay at night to, like, try to talk to women. And women by themselves, because that happened to me one time. I was going to my car, like, super early in the morning for a flight, and this man tried to talk to me, and I was like, I'm good. Like, literally, I said that. I'm like, I'm good. Of course, something happened. I had to go back inside my house. So when I come back, he starts following me to my car. And I literally was like, you got to back the fuck up. And it's too early. Like, you have to back up. And so I'm like, I almost like scraped the side of my car because I was peeling out of there. Mind you, it's three dudes. Like, why do you think anybody wants to talk to you that late at night? Like, why?
Because they're predators.
Like
they're fucking sexual predators.
And I don't even want to say predator, right? They just, men cannot read the room. Like they're just so, and I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is. That you just don't even think about the surroundings and like the other women as you're doing things and how you move. Or like, again, the fact that it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you probably shouldn't try to talk to them like a woman. Like, no.
Like, what don't you understand about that? Like,
what don't you? Especially
you're trying to talk to nobody at 4 a.m. You should be going in the house.
And I said, I'm good. And then that one, I was just like, so I got home when I got in the house, you know, I was a little frazzled. And the next day I went to go move my car because I parked because it was late. I had to park in this part that I hate parking. It's right by a park, like an actual park.
Yeah.
So I go to get my car and I'm all blocked in and I'm like, why is my back window down? I'm like, well, maybe something happened. I'm like, what's going on? And basically I get in my car and someone was in my car watching Pornhub. Like the Pornhub was up on the screen.
Bitch.
They was watching transfixed porn with spitballing, whatever that means.
Okay. So when you go in your car to turn the car on, said car on, there on the screen, you can like go on a website?
Yes. Yeah.
And just type in a website.
You can go to Google.
Wow.
You can put up a fireplace.
Because it's like, a MacBook. Do Tesla and Mac got a partnership?
They might as well, because I literally drive a fucking MacBook. Like that's what it's like. I didn't even know how to get to that part really, right? Because I've never Googled anything. I also have a phone that I use to Google things.
Like I'm driving. I'm not trying to surf the World Wide Web.
I'm not writing a paper. Like I don't need that MacBook. Like I'm surprised they don't give you a keyboard. But yeah. So and then they stole They stole my $4. This is how I knew. I was like, okay, no, I'm not bugging. They stole my $4. They stole my wet wipes. So it means that they were probably like in the back seat. Oh. And at least somebody was like, the silver lining is at least they cleaned up.
After at least they cleaned it up.
They cleaned it up.
Cleaned it up. They stole my Easy Pass. And then I realized they stole my prescription eyeglasses, though.
What? They were just trying to take anything.
Random things.
Like, I have, because I have nothing in my, there's nothing to even steal in my car. So those are literally, and I got lotion. I guess they didn't want the
lotion. Was giving they was giving that Denzel meme. I'm leaving here with something.
Like, what?
I'm leaving here with a bus nut and some salt and something else.
It didn't even hit me until the next day. I really felt violated, though. Then I was like,
parking garage by you because I'm
no, leaving. No, and it's not. Yet I would have been did that. Like, Ben, I've been like trying to search for even just like residential parking things. Like, I actually went to someone's house to try, and this was before all this happened. I went to someone's house to try to like get a parking spot and it was taken already. I was just like, I was like, I hate New York. Like, it just made me feel like I just hated everything. I just felt so violated.
That is violating.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to like clean my entire car. And then it was like raining, so I couldn't go get my car washed.
And you ain't have no, what you use? You don't use gas. What you use?
A charge.
A charge. You had no electricity.
Battery to watch porn.
Right. Because we were supposed to go to brunch. Right. Because you didn't drive. So you came to brunch with Eve. And I was like, where's the car? Then you told us the story about that. I was like, wait, now say what now?
Yeah, because even like that would, now that really would have been the gag if they would have watched it until the charge ran out. And then I would have had to get it towed. Like, there is no, let me just go get gas. Like, that would have been the real gag. So I was like, at least they did that. But yeah, they was really back there just living, we're living, like having a good old time.
They say this is a big rich town.
Do they?
Where did that come from?
Right.
Because it just gave like, I'm just gonna go in this car, turn it on and go on the internet. Like,
I know, I just don't, so that's also what's, matter of fact, let me make sure that shit is locked right now. That is what scared me, is like, I think it was just because I had just done something and maybe that's why, but okay, yes, locked.
So T, well, actually, not even you. G, let's say you were the one who got in the Tessy and pulled up the porn. What would you have been searching for?
I'm dead.
Probably the same thing they was watching, or gay porn.
For real?
I like to watch sex that I do. Like, that's boring to me. So I don't like any sister sex.
You like fantasy, then?
Yeah, I like fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I do be watching chicks with dicks porn, though. Cause that's how you search it.
Oh, for real?
Yes, that's like a name.
I cannot. That's the category. Like
category is. That is a sexual category.
But you know, Pornhub is, you know, problematic. Cause even Ebony is like black. Like, why Ebony?
But yeah, I don't mind Ebony, though.
It's so like 70s.
It's so 70s. It is very 70s. It's like Afro. Like,
right, like Ebony Queen. Like, let me click on that. That's me.
It's given colored.
Colored.
And I'm the reverse. So I really don't like to watch anything that I wouldn't do because I'm afraid it's gonna like desensitize me or something from regular sex.
Oh, like you gonna wanna have that type sex?
She doesn't want to
be coerced from her vanilla sexual lifestyle.
No, I think it's just like what if it makes it like, I know I do say, I feel like Charlotte or some shit, but I'm like, what if it does make it like harder or, but I have heard that before. I forgot told me that like sometimes when you watch like really crazy sex, it desensitizes you from just like, you know,
I've heard that before. Right.
But I think I can't speak for everyone, but I feel like that would need to be extreme for me. Like, I don't really watch porn like that. Like, that is, I have to not have had sex in like 9 months for me to like be watching porn.
Oh my God.
I was like, what?
The case this time last year was that many months where I hadn't had sex, but yeah, it would be like that just because I would be tired or bored of fantasizing. But
what's today? Today is Tuesday. I probably watched it Friday.
Did you come in or you watched it by yourself?
By myself. So
it's with, the same.
It's fun. Right. 9 months, my lord.
Yeah, I was like, it's giving probably. But, I was like, Friday, Thursday?
Like Thursday, Friday, yeah. So we don't watch it together. I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, because people be into different porn. So it's like very much like being what you into, watch what you into for the fantasy. Like it ain't gotta involve me. That's your thing.
Right.
And vice versa. Now, funny enough, this is switching. This is, I'm about to go on a whole tangent with y'all right now. You know. So obviously I'm going through a surrogacy journey at the moment.
Yes.
And so we had to both give samples for the sperm freeze. And so in order to give said sample, you have to masturbate.
Oh, yes.
So
they provide options for you in the masturbating room?
They don't, because it's 2021 and everyone has a phone. So it's very much like, you know, like what would you normally watch? Like just pull up on your phone.
Yeah, like I remember on those shows, they would have like Playboy.
And like magazines and stuff.
Like that there, yeah.
Now you, so you, when you do it, you go in a room. It's almost like a waiting, like a doctor's office in a sense. You have a chair, a sink. Mm-hmm. They don't give you any lubrication because they don't want.
That was my next question.
No lubrication.
That is COVID.
Well, not even that. I don't think that they want any substance to mix with the sperm. Yeah. They just want a sample. So it ain't, you ain't in here to really pleasure yourself.
I was just about to say it is not.
Do a little hanky panky now.
Now come on, get this thing out now.
Yeah. Get in, get out.
Get this on. Get in and out. But it took me the longest to get hard. I could not get hard. Like I was like, I was like on Twitter pulling up my little videos, like, well, let me see what I got in here. And I just was like, this is just too intimate and too much for me. Like,
oh, that's
different.
It's like a mind thing.
Yeah. Cause you're like you said, that is not a pleasurable experience. You're like there for a reason.
I'm like, should I go to Pornhub? Should I go on Ebony and see what's going on?
Not should I go on Ebony? What kind of you are? What you would have put in there?
I mean, it's always niggas. Like, is I'm sorry. I only can do black men when I see my porn. And same. For me, it's like I love ass, and so it's like Lord have mercy. So it's just like ass everywhere. Like that's my thing. It's like ass.
I'm dead, Big Sean. Oh my
literally. God. Literally, like if you want to see my porn search history, it's given big booty. Lord have mercy.
I don't know what she said.
Yeah, I don't even have like favorite like porn stars. Like I know people who like
I don't know
specifically like search for certain people and all that. I ain't got time for all that. Like I know what I'm trying to get to, and I'm also
y'all,
like,
when y'all finish, do y'all hurry up and close the computer like
yeah, it's definitely giving like get this out of here.
Get this mess out of here.
I'm out of clarity.
I'm scared to use my laptop, so I use my iPad. I'll use it for nothing else either. I don't read on that bitch. I don't do nothing on there.
I use my phone.
Yeah, I'm afraid my phone gonna blow up or something like that.
Girl, what?
I use my phone too.
Most people use their phone. Like most people don't have an iPad or laptop.
Oh yeah, baby. Hold on. That's the iPad is like 6 years old. So the fact that it still works and it's only used for one thing, it's hilarious.
Probably why it still works.
That's it. Like that's literally it. I ain't updating the thing.
You need to see it on a big screen. Forget this phone. I need to see it on a bigger screen now. What a big screen hack. Give me that. Yep, that the iPad.
Oh my god.
It's Pornhub calling, sis.
Oh my god.
Pornhub calling.
Sorry, y'all. Oh my god. I'm dead.
All of that to say is like, so I think I don't really use Pornhub. So I usually it's Twitter because Twitter is like easily accessible. And so when Facebook and Instagram crashed the other day, I was just like, oh, Twitter cannot leave me because this is the superior social media platform that exists for me. Because the people.
How did you find that on Twitter though?
It's kind of easy. Like, I mean, I feel like I was following people that were retweeting it a lot and I had to either mute them or unfollow them because I don't want that on my timeline when I'm scrolling.
Yeah.
But then people use like bookmarks. So like if I see it, save it to your bookmarks. And then you find one, you go to that page that leads you to another that lead.
Like I just follow nasty pages on Twitter. And the funny thing is I appreciate the pages that I follow because they only put that on the timeline at night.
So it's not during the day.
Yeah,
that was my thing. Like, I don't want to scroll during the day and I'm having a conversation with somebody and I'm just scrolling Twitter and it's giving dick and ass.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Not that.
No. So if I see it and I'm like, oh, that was cute, it's just saved to bookmark so I can come back later.
Okay.
And then do more investigation and go down a rabbit hole.
Child, well, it's a good thing it didn't happen when Twitter and Instagram was down when you had to give your little sample, honey.
Okay. I feel like Twitter was working.
Twitter was giving world stop.
It's also wild, too, that, I mean, we know that social media has kind of, like, taken a hold of the people and that we kind of, it's almost like a, what am I trying to say? It's almost like clockwork in a sense where you just check those things without even really wanting to check it. Like it's like habit almost just to see what's going on. So for it to not work, it's like, oh, well, why is it not working? But imagine if none of them worked, then it's really like world stop. What are we about to do?
First of all, I had no damn idea, child. I can't even look at Instagram sometimes during the day. So I was like, and it wasn't until I had to look up something for work. And I was like, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? And then I went to Twitter and that's when I was like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Everybody always runs to Twitter.
A little late. Yeah. And then I noticed that I was trying to post something on my story and it wouldn't like load. And I was like, and then I tried again. I like went and did something. Then I tried again. Like, oh, okay, it must be down. And then I saw the tea. But wait, did y'all see or hear about that 60-minute interview with the whistleblower?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So I didn't even know because who the fuck watches like broadcast news anymore? I don't know who does. Maybe like the older generations, but I don't know that our generation and below watches like broadcast news. But there was a 60-minute interview done that aired on Sunday night, and it was a whistleblower from Facebook. And she basically worked on a specific committee that was essentially around the time of like the election to like call out any like hate speech or whatever. And then they decided to like dismantle that specific committee. But within all of that, she realized that that the company basically, with their algorithms, that people respond more to hateful things, to things that they can get a reaction out of you, things that will make you angry. And they use that and boost that in the algorithm because then they're able to get more advertising dollars. So it's basically a manipulation off of the things that you see, that you're exposed to. So you think that you're logging into this social media app and you think that you're being exposed. You think that you're seeing things that are normal, that are like, well, I don't want to say normal, but you think that you're just like being exposed to just raw content when really, in all actuality, they're influencing what you are watching and what you're consuming, and they are actually driving a lot of the hate speech and a lot of the hate that you see because that's revenue dollars, that's advertising dollars.
On Facebook or Instagram?
All of them.
I guess all of it because of Facebook owns Instagram.
Right. Yeah. It's heavier on Facebook, but
yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I don't go on Facebook.
Yeah. And so it becomes harmful. And that isn't like the first time. There have been a few whistleblowers, also just based off of them, how they monitor people, how they have all of this access to data, they're monopolized.
You
want to
know who has a data? Facebook.
Oh, they got it like a month ago. Sure. They had it.
They had it. They have the out of any social media platform or any platform that we use on our phones or just to connect with each other, Facebook has the most data out of everyone. Wow. Their data dates back to 2004, 2005. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how that shows up like in your feed, because like my feed, I'm obsessed with cooking videos. Okay. I've even taken it to TikTok. It's just very soothing for me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing but babies in food TikTok. Like, that's it.
I mean, that makes sense based off of what you're telling us.
Right, because I'm probably, because I continuously watch them. Like, I watch food reels a lot. And then I don't know.
Likes what, matter.
But yeah. I don't really be liking them all the time. And the same thing with the babies.
But they can see like what you spent your time on watching. Like they had time
on that post.
Yeah, because people, just like how, you know, in music, a song counts if it goes, what, past 8 seconds of streaming? That then it counts or something like that. Some random number, yeah. Obscure number. If somebody listens for that amount of time, you get a stream.
Right.
It's like the same thing, or it's the same type of like sophistication behind the software. Like they can see whether or not you like it. If you click on it, if you click on a hashtag that has that same type of like content, you're still letting the computer software know that you're interested in it. That's basically what they use. But TikTok is Chinese. So, I mean, I'm assuming they kind of use, I know they use the same algorithm, et cetera, but I don't know if they have the same type of conflict that Facebook and Lil Zucky over there has.
I mean, yeah. Mark is getting heat. Like he's been, out of anyone in Silicon Valley, he's probably had the most interface with the Senate in terms of like antitrust laws and like really updating like internet regulations, like,
and they still don't do shit. It's annoying. Fucking Elizabeth been saying for years, we need to break up big tech. We need to break up big tech. There's no reason for this man to own Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. And the tea is that Instagram is actually trying to come back and take their app back. The original.
I mean, they should. Like, yeah. They were dumb.
Just now's
like,
their time.
They were dumb, but like, they didn't know what they knew at that time.
I don't think that's even it. He, like, pushed them out. Because remember
Vine? They were employees.
Yeah, but also remember Vine. Like, the thing is that if you had, a popular app or you had a budding app, they would basically buy you out and say, right. Like, hey, no, you gotta give us this. Or they'll just steal it. Right. Just like what they did, they didn't have stories before, and they did that with Vine,
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm trying to think what they stole from Vine, like the 6 seconds.
I mean, Snapchat stole the 6 second video stories from Vine.
Vine.
So it was Snapchat that took the Vine idea, and then Facebook took the stories idea from Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. And where was Reels? What was that taken from?
TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, that's their competition for TikTok.
Yeah.
But wow. They haven't been able to get TikTok out the bag because it's a Chinese-owned company. Yeah, there was no way they could do that.
And then Instagram isn't in China, so.
It's not, no. And then the interesting thing, I think that the worst thing, fuck Instagram and Facebook, the WhatsApp, like, truly, truly crippled communication in other countries. And that's, I think, true. As Americans, you know, we are, even though it's fucking ghetto as hell here, we're one of the richest countries. We didn't feel that heat. We were just complaining that we couldn't post our look from the night before.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's people in so many other countries that can't communicate with their families. That is like literally their main communication source. And I just don't feel like it should be owned by him.
And it's wild because there was a New York Times article, to your point, G, that I was reading briefly, that talked about, like, they were laying it out by the various countries and how even in some smaller countries, like in the Caribbean, Facebook is the way to live stream the news so that people can just see what is going on because they can watch it there versus, you know, not having access to, you know, TVs or internet. They can just see it on Facebook kind of thing. Wow. Which is wild when you think about it, because we can consume news in so many different various ways.
Yeah.
But Facebook and WhatsApp has granted, you know, I think our particular age group of millennials and Gen Zs are like, Facebook, girl, I ain't using that. There's so many people that still use this app as a way of communication and finding out what's happening in the news.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's giving, no one man should have all that power.
They should not. I wouldn't even want to.
Like, I would, he can literally. I just want the money that comes with it, but
he can start and end wars.
It's crazy.
Without trying. It's the wildest thing. And so that raised another question too around like cybersecurity, because I think a lot of people just wanted to know like, oh, what's happening? Is this a cyber attack? Because Facebook is an American company. So
he was wiping the back end, honey. Okay. He was back there saying, we got the shutdown. We got the fucking, you know, back in the old days, they just go and like shred up a whole bunch of documents and
right,
shit.
Right.
This was the equivalent of what that nigga was doing.
Because she was the whistleblower.
What was that, Watergate?
Yeah,
that was Watergate.
The own employees couldn't access the building. That's how you know that shit was like top level security.
They couldn't even get into their email, child.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know it was that bad. I thought it was just down from being completely
honest. No, the girls couldn't work.
Wow.
It was down.
And none of the girls could work. The girls who use the app to
work
jobs.
Right. It's true. Like people
run their businesses on there. Like
Instagram is a marketplace.
Yeah. That's crazy.
As quiet as it's kept, you know, we be joking about it, but people make money off Instagram.
They do. Yeah. A lot of it.
Well, it's back up now though, but yeah. Okay.
I'm waiting for the Goodwill to sponsor me right now because I'm doing a little sustainability pledge right now. Hey, Goodwill, how y'all doing? I'm not buying. You said what?
The Goodwill is not paying us, but you know who is?
Who?
I'm like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Hello? Okay. Because, listen, what I would have did while all that was happening, if I worked at Facebook and couldn't do nothing, I just would have went to McDonald's and got me a little fry.
Say a quarter pounder, I'm a loser.
No, you know, I'm trying to be a little healthy right now.
Sour sauce today.
just a small fry.
Just a small fry. You know, to take the edge off while you wait before you got to go back into work. You know, sometimes you just need a little snack. You know, McDonald's got the best snacks, cookies.
They do. I tell you, the people be sleeping on the chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies, fries, like they have it all. It is the perfect place for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Because actually, you know, I love it for breakfast. So
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Child, but yeah, though, that's a mess though.
Yeah. So I'm taking a sustainability pledge and I'm only wearing clothes that are either secondhand or from the thrift. Well, that's technically secondhand.
Yeah. Like, you mean that's all you're going to wear out of your closet, or that's all like the shopping that
I can buy? Yeah, shopping.
All that you can buy. Okay, so no new fall looks for Dee Dee.
The fall looks are coming. I just racked up, racked out.
Opposite, she was busting it down.
I was like, what's good?
I went to L Train Vintage in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
They have two locations. T, which location we went to?
I mean, you know, they're all like in Bushwick off the L train. I always forget what that area is. Oh, I think it's like McGinnis Street though.
Sorry, okay. It was like huge and it was very coordinated. T found me a nice little fall coat jacket situation with some Sherilyn in it. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah, I got, you know, some good track pants. I love a good track pant. I'm an oversized shirt. You know, the fall looks are coming, G. Don't play.
I commend you because as a former thrifter, I mean, although I bought some stuff there.
Right, like, you got a whole fur coat.
Yeah, but as someone that, you know, I used to like go a lot. That's why I was supposed to go last Friday, actually. Into that one. As someone who thrifts, you have to be in the mood. Like thrifting is not easy at all. Like it's not like the store you can just like go in and be like, oh, this is cute, let me get it. You literally have to go in like, all right, I'm looking for cardigans and Levi's. Like, and then you have to attack it because it's so overwhelming.
You gotta go touch and look at everything.
You have to touch every hanger, and a store is so overwhelming. Like it's so much. And you know, they don't have good Goodwills. Like, I've been to store. I went to like 4 or 5 last time I was home looking for Levi's. And that's the crazier part. You know how like these Instagram boutiques just be like, sometimes they'll resell this stuff, or how Urban does it with Urban Outfitters does it with Urban Renewal. There are no more Levi's. I have been looking since the top, since the spring.
So what happened to Levi's? They went out of business or something?
No. I mean, old, the vintage one.
Oh, the old.
Out of business.
No, they still have. Not that they go to business. I don't like the, I mean, like, not I don't like them, but I prefer like old.
3 pairs of jeans. I just don't even own jeans anymore.
Oh, same, girl.
A jean. I think I've worn jeans maybe like 3 or 4 times since 2020.
Mm-mm. I'm back. I'm back at work, so it's giving jeans. She's giving jeans. So that's why I've been, like I said, I've been looking for so long, and I love a very like the 501, but it has to be like the certain fly, and like it's so difficult to find Levi's now, like old ones, because they have to be men's, but then they work even better if you get them tailored. So it's a whole, that was like, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. There's no more Levi's though.
So you did or you didn't find them at the thrift store?
No, I've not found them in the entire the year.
Oh shit.
And they used to have, yeah, like L Train specifically used to have racks, but I think all of the, like, I've gone to other places, you know, and they'll sell Levi's. Like, let's say if it's like a cute boutique that sells like really specialized things, they'll sell those same Levi's at L Train for like $100, where they're $6 at L Train. Mm-hmm. So it's like other stores like come in, and then those Instagram
boutiques, they'll like come in and buy them in, all
yeah,
up.
They come in and buy it all up, and then they resell it. Like, I know that I follow this girl that sells those furs, literally vintage furs, for like $800. They're the same one she's getting for the thrift store for $100,
$150. Wow.
And so they just repurpose it.
Do I need to open up a business?
The resale.
No, low key, but I can even send you like mad pages. I follow a lot of those pages.
Send me the pages. I didn't even know about Urban Outfitters doing Urban Renewal. I'll look into that too.
Really? Yeah, that's just, I didn't know about it. I mean, they've been doing it forever, but yeah, Urban Renewal is there. But they charge you the same price. They charge you like the, you know, they, I guess it's new, but they try to make it like it's sustainable and it'll be like ripped Levi's or something like that.
Oh,
like,
so it's not secondhand.
It's like, I don't know how they're cleaning it or what they're doing, but they call it, it's called Urban Renewal.
I'm good on that.
They trying to fucking capitalize on the sustainability,
right? I guess they're using recycled product.
Yeah, but it's like they've had that for like 10 years. It's not even new.
I had no idea.
I used to love Urban Outfitters.
I always thought it was a little bit overpriced.
Yeah, I used to love Urban Outfitters.
I remember I wanted to work there at one point, but they
didn't hire me. I did too. They didn't hire me. I was like,
racism.
That's their fault.
Because my friend worked at Anthropology, and you know Anthropology and Urban are owned by the same
people. Definitely wasn't hiring Black people.
So I know she worked there, and they would give everybody employee discount cards. And so
she was the token Black.
Yeah. Huh?
She was the token Black.
Mm-hmm. No, she really was. She was like the greeter.
They said quota met. Yeah, she was
like the greeter. And I forgot why. I remember she got
and she was the greeter, Lord.
Yeah. And I remember she was like whatever happened was given like racism too.
Oh my.
Mm-mm. No surprise there. Anyway, we're gonna reset the room, guys.
Yes.
This AHA episode of the Oprah AHA Rose Show is brought to you by AHA. Now, before you ask, why are you talking like that? Allow me to explain. AHA is a bold, sparkling water with a 2-in-1 flavor combination in every kahan, like blueberry and pomegranate or lime and watermelon. Some flavors like mahogany and black tea are even caffeinated to put the sparkle in sparkling water. Look for AHA anywhere you buy sparkling water and get your hands on some today. There's a good chance you'll literally never want to drink any other sparkling water ever again. AHA sparkling water. Now, can I get an AHA? All right. There's some good TV happening. We know that it is watching Scenes from a Marriage and gagging over it. But since the rest of us isn't watching it, we'll skip past that.
I mean, who wants to sit and cry?
I've been liking to sit down sometimes.
And it wasn't, I don't know. For me, it makes me think more than anything, if I'm being completely honest. I've never seen a show like that. And that's what's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And especially you don't see a show as you don't see a woman as like the villain that's like the person doing it.
I agree. That is from what I saw, that is compelling. You rarely see the woman be.
Yeah, you don't. And I told you, I love the way it's shot, even like outside of storyline. I love the way it's shot. I said that last week, I think. You know, it's shot like a play. Like it's the writing. It's amazing. Just like I couldn't get into that damn Squid Games. I was like, y'all going off. And like,
girl, it's giving Skip. Truly.
And one episode, and that's all I needed to see. But the jokes are hilarious.
Yeah. You know, Twitter and Black Twitter.
I don't even get them because I watched 5 minutes of it and could not.
But if you watch one episode, you'll get the jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even care to be honest. I'm like, okay.
It's giving, fuck it. I'm quitting my job and I'm waiting for my uniform to come. And I want that money uniform. Even though I'm gonna die.
But I will say it's also amazing that the creator of the show had been like working on the show for years and got rejected after rejection, and it's now the most watched show ever on Netflix.
Probably
the most streamed show. Okay. And actually I think I was listening to something today in the car and they were saying, I guess it was the production company who shot it, like Netflix isn't paying them, so they're like suing Netflix. All these tech companies, these tech girls, they be playing dirty, Lord.
Dirty. Oh, that's the dirtiest of them all.
Well, I'm questioning this. Let's think about this. So the production company that worked on the show is not being paid by Netflix, so they want money from Netflix.
I say production loosely because I caught it at the tail end of them saying what that company was. But the issue is that this isn't their first time experiencing this specifically with Netflix, but also because they can't keep up with the amount. I guess it's maybe more a streaming situation, but they can't keep up with the volume of streams that is coming from the US market specifically through Netflix. So they want to get a piece of that.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
It's something back end wise, and I missed the part to really be able to appropriately say what this company is and what they were to Squid Games. But
because I almost wonder if Squid Games was acquired by Netflix or if it was like a Netflix. I mean, it's original now, but I almost wonder if it was produced ahead of time and Netflix bought it.
Yes.
Because that's what it's sounding like.
Yeah. If you look closely, it's not like they do a dub over for English.
Look closely. That's why I couldn't finish. It was literally like, I was like, how does anybody watch this? Like the first minute, I was like, oh no!
Can't watch shows that have English dub. No,
Kenny said that somebody told him to watch it with the Chinese subtitles, with the English. I don't got time for that. I also don't.
No, it's all English.
Oh, well, that's
crazy.
Like if you change, you know how you can change.
Yeah, but he wanted to watch it with.
It was like change it, but I don't remember something. I don't remember. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Oh, well, maybe he watched it in Chinese but had the English subtitles.
That's what it was. Yes, watch it in Chinese and have the English subtitles. Right. And then, I guess their mouths then match.
Right, it matches. But you really gotta watch it then.
I'm not looking at that. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I have been watching, and that is Power Raising Kanan.
Mm. Oh yeah, I'm so glad you finally got it.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it good?
The
Rock. I love how they always have very powerful women in there.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
I love that. Like,
Courtney Kemp.
She literally embodied that role. And I had to look into the actress that played Rock. I think her name's Patina.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the last name right now. But
I was the same way. I had to look up. I don't think
Patina Miller.
I've never seen her in anything. I think she was on Broadway.
She's the Tony-winning Broadway actress.
Okay, Tony, award-winning.
She was at the Tonys this past week, last week, won an award and also introduced and, you know, was on stage and introduced someone getting an award.
I wonder how she got to power then. And she's so good. Like, we were talking about the fashion. And then you saw the thing that it was like, I think it was one of the creators posted, and it's like how no major outlet has reviewed Power or BMF, like not, you know, a Variety or what's that?
It's giving racism.
Yeah, it gave racism. Like,
I didn't know that.
Crazy. Like, no, none of them. And like 50 Cent, when you think about it, I'm not saying single-handedly, but 50 Cent made Stars like a reputable thing. Like, people were getting stars just for Power.
Yeah, I got Stars for Power.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know how many people I know that have done that? And now, like, and that's been 6 years of that. And I think there's even shows that were on Stars before that could have done better had they been on Power now. Like, but nobody's watching. Like, that's like Survivor's Remorse is actually really cute, but wasn't nobody had
Stars then. Yeah. Yeah.
But he made like Stars a thing and literally made a Marvel universe for drug dealers. Like, that BMF show is so cute. I'm watching that one tonight, the second episode.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's good. And that's Meech Real's son playing him too. I love that.
Because I was like, he looked just like him. And then I saw, I was like, oh, looks just like him. I'm still mad I never experienced a BMF party, child.
Girl.
I can only imagine.
They used to have these parties at the mansion. It was called the Gate, and it just, anything you could imagine going on in that mansion, it was going on.
It was a private club or like a private mansion?
Oh no, that was like their residence. Like, but they would invite, you know, they would have parties there, and it'd be like, you know, sex parties, drugs, guns, just all of that wild shit. Wow. But it was insane. Like, they truly owned Atlanta. Truly owned Atlanta.
For years.
Yeah. And I got there. I mean, I saw it a year and a half, my freshman year into like the middle of my sophomore year. And then shit started popping off. But like, I absolutely remembered the BMF billboard on 7585 South.
But then it was like, that's what even people in New York were like, you know, even they came up here. It was given like nationwide. Like, they were shutting shit down in New York. Like, I remember like hearing about DC, and like, I know people that like they've done stuff and whatnot, but like, obviously Atlanta was like huge, but it was literally given nationwide. Like,
it was, because that was their distro. Like, based off of, you know, watching the documentaries and stuff, they would have multiple cities on lock, because that was how they made their money.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a trap queen on BET about one of the girls was connected to one of the dudes. And she was going up and down. I don't remember what, 95 probably. I don't remember what she was going, but she was connected to one of them. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, I love it. And I just, they definitely need more recognition though. Like,
yeah. Detroit. Shout out to Detroit.
Yeah. I just love it. I mean, even going back to Raising Kanan, I'm sorry because I haven't watched BMF yet, but
it's okay.
Raising Kanan, it's over. So the finale was like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
I binged it in literally like a day and a half. Like, I was like hooked. Like, it was giving, like, if 6-6 Poppy came out the room, it's giving pause, like, huh? Okay.
That's how you know it was good, when you pause. Yeah,
you pause. Like, I don't even care what you about to say, but you ain't talking over top of Rock.
That is me. When I love a show, I'd be like, I'm sorry, what? Okay, well, I gotta go. Wait a minute.
Yeah, like, I gotta. What, you really want to talk? Okay, you ain't talking over top of Rock.
I'm dead.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. But what I will say is that, you know, I think 50 Cent himself as a person has a little bit of a rap, where people don't almost take him serious enough, where I think he does have a little bit of a, you know, a chokehold on Stars, and it's good content, but I feel like he does too much, him individually, that could take away from that art. And I want him to stop doing those things, because even when Raising Kanan, the like trailer and shit was coming, I was like, 50 doing another show? I don't know. I think I'm good. But then it was like, really good. So,
and I'm gonna be honest, I kind of separate him from those shows. Granted, he is the narration, he's the opening song, I just look at it as like he initially started this to get, you know, on with Power, and it just became something so big. And so of course he's going to be a part of it, but I don't tie his antics into it. And I think I am very like, I was the same way. I was like, oh, another show.
Yeah. I remember when it was like but coming also, out and I was like, but another I also one. Watch
anything from the, like, I'm going to watch the Tommy one. Is
yeah. Yeah. After watching that, I'm like, oh, I'm in for, like you said, the Marvel universe. I'm here.
Yeah. I'm
here. I'm present.
I'm booked. But I don't think, and I get it, but like these shows are still so completely separate of him, and they have different, like he has, I'm sure, executive production credits, but like he ain't the creator. So like y'all need to be reviewing these things. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's also just never going to stop being a nigga. Like every time I get on Twitter and I see somebody say, every day, 50 Cent remind us why somebody shot him 9 times. Like, that's truly how he's been.
I'm dead. And I don't follow him on anything, so.
No, it's like, people will just randomly tweet that and just be like, 50, always tell us why somebody shot him 9 times. Like, it's very obvious that this is who he is. He ain't changing for nobody. So, I'm like you, T. I just separate his
answers. I'm about to say, because if I got shot 9 times, I might remind y'all niggas every time, too, because I'm supposed to be here.
Okay.
Like, this ain't no happenstance. Like, I was shot 9, like,
fucking died.
One in, was it one in his mouth and didn't die? Yeah, I'm gonna remind you every chance I get, because like clearly I'm God's favorite. Like,
okay,
clearly God's favorite.
And then look at what's happened to him in his life. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that Loki probably has so much money, because remember, I think the vitamin water deal was like one of the biggest partnership deals. Mm-hmm. And that was before
niggas was doing brand partnerships.
Exactly. And then I think he still had some of Beats when they first started, because of the whole like Dr. Dre, Jimmy Iovine stuff. So like,
yeah,
he is like did he really did that? Like he is low key the definition of somebody also reinventing themselves.
Oh yeah,
and still staying. And like he
don't have to ever rap.
He don't ever have to rap.
You don't have to rap
ever.
I actually don't want him to rap.
Please,
so.
At all. Not one bit.
I did like him on the Woo.
Oh, I did too. Oh, okay, yeah. So that, right? That actually, that is a perfect example for him to executive produce an album and then give a feature.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense, because Pop Smoke really loved 50 Cent. So like, I'm going to executive produce it. I'm not just putting out a single to put it out.
Right.
Let me find 50 is really smart. Oh my God.
Right. Like we just kind of low key gave him his flowers a little bit.
Low-key, we did, and never thought I would ever do
that. I never thought I would, but even watching,
you worked hard.
And like I was just a fan of everybody that worked on that show. I was like, this was done very well.
It was very, very well. Very well. It was very well.
And I think Power Book 2 coming back too, with Mary, Tariq, and all of them.
Well, I think Tommy was supposed to come next. But they weren't filming it. But like, yeah, Tommy was supposed to come. That was supposed to come. And then Power Book. It's literally a Marvel universe.
Literally.
I love it.
What about the girls? Real Housewives of Potomac?
Another universe.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm about to catch up on them after this.
But your mama's low budget.
Yeah.
Your mama's trash.
So do it to you. What are your thoughts on when, you know, and again, I haven't seen it, but I obviously know what happened. Like, can you go there if somebody's like ruffling your feathers and getting on your nerves? Can you like, are you going for the jugular, or are some things like off limits when you're arguing with people? You know, given Mia's mother's history.
Well, what I will say is that Lord knows I don't ever want to defend her, but in Candace's defense, she didn't know. She wasn't made privy to Mia's mom.
Oh, so she didn't know. Okay. No. I don't know if she knew or not.
But okay. Wendy tries to set it up so that she can be sensitive to the situation of Mia's mom, but Candace ain't hearing it because
I don't care about that.
Yeah, when she get mad, she just gets really stupid. And so it was just uncalled for. And she was also being the aggressor the entire time.
Candace or Mia?
Candace. Granted, Mia was hella shady for doing that shit at the video. She was. But Candace's mama was equally as shady. So I'm going to need for you to have this motherfucking same energy for your mama, girl.
Yeah.
Well, the video was low budget.
Yeah. I came for a video and it was really low budget.
It's low budget.
She didn't even have no car. She had to use the cast car. So
I mean, it was low budget.
Mia ain't lying.
I was going to say, find the lie.
Okay, because Candace could have called me out for a little, you know, a little treatment.
That, said that. Yeah, send you the treatment. Trial.
I could have sent her a treatment that was better than that bullshit.
Horrible. Yeah. It was absolutely horrible. Like, horrible.
My thing about the Candace is like, I never liked her. I'll start there.
I don't know anybody that does.
But people really do. Because people were like
Candace.
Remember when her and Monique were going at it a couple seasons ago? People were like defending Candace and being like Monique was the aggressor. It was like, no, oh, she asked for this.
People. I don't know none of them.
She asked for this.
Candy ass, as my mother calls her. She deserved everything.
How you gonna ask somebody to drag you and be mad when they drag you?
How?
Like, and then be like, you only supposed to fight with words. Girls, sit down. Then don't provoke nobody.
Well, if you want to act like we're in high school, we can do that.
Yeah. A mess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those girls are a mess. But this is the best season of Real Housewives ever. So let me tell you.
And it's because of Mia. Let's keep it real. It's Mia. Yeah, Mia Thornton. Yeah.
You giving her, what do they have in there? Not champagne, not peach. What do they have?
I don't know what they be holding. What? I think it is champagne.
You better give her her glass. But okay. What about Portia and Cynthia leaving Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Cynthia needed to go.
Yeah, Cynthia been for a laugh. Yeah.
Ben.
Now, Portia, I think she just didn't want to face the music about, you know, what, because the season would have been a lot about Portia based off of the whole thing with her and her new man. True.
Yeah.
So I think she just didn't want those problems. Plus, her man be traveling every fucking weekend. Like, it's giving, I don't have to work.
Yeah. Yeah, she's giving. I'm gonna continue to sell these sheets.
Okay.
And for I'm fun. Going to tap into this 8-figure nigga in his coin.
Crazy.
And y'all be well.
Yes.
That also tells me, I was like, she must really be in love to give up all of this for.
I think it's just money.
It gotta be a little bit love too, because she's not married.
She's not even married. So there's no security. If y'all break up tomorrow,
that's right.
And then you gotta go crawling back to Andy. That's why I'm like, and you know, and I will say this about Portia. I feel like she loves very hard. Because remember, she loved the shit out of her some Dennis, child. She loved that
hot. That's a cancer for you.
Yeah.
Like. So I do. I was like, she must really love this man. Like, they'd be calling each other. She'd be calling him husband. I was like, okay.
Who?
Portia.
Call who husband?
Don't you be calling that man hubby?
Did not I that man. What's his name?
Who knows? Eight nigga nigga.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I feel like I knew that man's name. I can't think of it right now. Fallon's ex-husband.
Right, Fallon's ex-husband.
That works too.
A mess. Yeah, I don't. I'm
Simon. Simon. Thank you, producer.
Was that Alyssa over there that said the name? Simon. She probably was screaming it too.
Right.
Exclamation points.
I'm so interested though to see who they have on this upcoming season though, who they're gonna add.
Child, they better figure it the fuck out though, because don't nobody want to see Kenya as and Drew's ass go back and forth, child, and Candy's off in the corner eating a chicken wing talking about her motherfucking restaurant. Nobody cares. And all the checks, nobody cares.
No one cares.
Andy, I hope y'all are down there scrambling for the girls, because Potomac has scouted them.
But you know what, Atlanta, they got some people. It's just like, who is it gonna be? This is gonna be
right. So I mean, Atlanta's so different from when they started, like as a city.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of new players there. I don't know.
They might need to skew downward a little bit, like skew younger.
Yeah.
Oh, it's becoming a love of hip hop. They can get them little rappers' girlfriends. Like, I would love to see like Des Dior on there.
Yes, Jada Waiter. Oh my God, what, their whole little friend group? Yes.
I could see that.
Oh my God.
Ain't none of them married, no way.
Yes. Oh my God.
This is true.
They are actual.
I love a little Jada Waiter, so I'm not against it.
Listen, love. Listen, baby. Where Ari live? Because I would love to see her on TV too.
Memphis.
Too ghetto. I do not want to see her on my television screen.
Listen, I love ghetto. I love it. I absolutely want to see it.
I was actually saying that yesterday, and I was like, out of all the rapper girlfriends, like, she is my least favorite. She just seems like such a bird to me. Like, I all the rest of them love them, but Ari, I have to draw the line.
She's a bird. She bought her man 26 acres, however many acres.
Also, I was like, that was probably fake. That bitch put some word. Ooh, on
the it's the hateration for
what
me.
Are you doing? First of all,
she sound like fancy.
What are you doing? Is he building land? Like, are you actually gonna build a plot on that? And first of all, it looked like the
that floor. Land gonna sit there, bitch, and you know it.
It's what? Literally gonna sit there. I was like, this is something for it, the for right. And maybe it is giving.
Maybe he got like 8 kids. Maybe one of them motherfuckers will develop it or sit on it.
No. No shade. And that's no shade to his children.
You know, money is like, money bag is 45 trying to claim that he's 30.
You know who we need to call? Holt and Holt. Get Holt and Holt. Get Melody Holt over on down over the Memphis.
What was it? What was the project called?
40 acres. 40 acres.
No, but what was the thing called? It was the 40 acres? It was.
You talking about the group that they had? Yeah. I can't even think of it was the comeback group or something like that.
It was called the comeback group, but I can't think of the project. It's definitely given that. I just feel like they was like, oh, what's going to get people talking? And she was like, let me buy this sign for you. It said I bought you 98,000 acres. Like, what the fuck? It was a fucking forest. Like, it wasn't even commercial development.
I'll take the gift, Ari. Listen,
I will take it.
I want some land.
I don't believe that, bitch. I'm about to look up their public records because stuff like that got to be public. I'm about to look it up.
It is public because it's a public sale.
And I'm be like, bitch, I told y'all she lied. This bitch ain't buy shit. She ain't buy my shit. I'm not mad. I just think she's a bird. I just do not see it for her at all. I just feel like she's always in mess. I don't see it for her at all. Like, at all.
Wow.
At all.
What's her Instagram name? Like Kyle's sister or something?
The real Kyle's sister.
Girl.
Why is she the real Kyle's sister?
I guess she's Kyle's sister.
He used to be a big time drug, or not drug, but gang person in Chicago when he was killed.
That's her sister, her brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's the photo of them two as her bang photo.
Now that I don't know.
Like, I just remember like mess with G Herbo and Tiana. That's why I was like, I don't use. She's a little too messy to me.
Well, it's given spooky season and she wants to play a game.
Oh my God.
On that note.
Yeah. Wait, is the real Kyle's sister? Now I'm looking it up too.
I'm like that. I follow her on Twitter. I probably follow her on Instagram too, because I like following her. She do be a mess. But she's human. We all are.
She's human. I'm a mess.
I'm a mess.
I ain't that type of mess.
I'm a mess.
Why can't I find her?
It's okay. Music. Ha! Did y'all see that the doll, Miss Summer Walker, is coming back?
I cannot wait. Oh my God.
And that she is still over it.
I love... When I tell you, I love the fact that it's called Still Over It or whatever. Is it Still Over It?
Because you are, I could see why you would love that title, because you're a type of person who harpers on how you felt before.
Well, I...
Like, bitch, I'm still fucked up, or I'm still drunk.
Yeah, and I love the fact that she's keeping the same theme. Because it's also very much, well, this is what... Everybody knows how like the London shit in her life is playing out. So it's not like she coming back like, you know, loving life or something like that. Like, nah.
Come on, Mary J.
All of this play out in my real life. And so I'm still over it. Like, I also did not realize, like, I love Summer Walker. Like, I still listen
to that damn album.
I listen to, you know how Spotify has the complete the entire day on Saturday. I listened to it for 6 hours, I think.
What's your favorite summer song?
I actually was doing this in the car. I think it's Shame and CPR from the very first project.
Oh, wow. Are we at the right time?
Mm. I was, ooh, that song is so beautiful to me.
It's so beautiful.
That and Shame, I'm like, oh.
What's yours, G?
I think Nobody Else, the last song on Over It.
I saw somebody literally tweet, how was she going to top Nobody Else? Because I didn't get to Nobody Else until later in that project.
Yeah.
That's same. Stevie J is on the piano. But I fucking love that song.
You should listen to the acapella version too.
Of Nobody Else?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the same album?
No, the complete on Spotify has an acapella version. It has an acapella of all of them and instrumental. So that's the only thing in your listening pleasures. You're going to hear the same songs over and over. And there's a live. There's literally four versions of every song.
And the live sound just like the regular damn album.
That's what I love about Summer is that she sings how she would, like, she's not in the studio when it's magic and tricks.
No. Yeah.
Singing how she's singing.
Yeah.
Because she's going to sound the same live.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite is probably Grave, just because I love that Clear EP that she did.
Yeah.
I love live Summer. Like, I love her with a band. Give me that. Like, give me band, the whole experience.
Yeah, she ain't even got a look. She can have her back to the fucking crowd for God's sakes, for her.
I'm no nigga come around these pubs talking that shit.
Hey.
I love me some damn Summer Child.
Now I would love to know who she was working with on this album, seeing as though we watch her in London play out. I'm assuming he's not working on the album.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah,
so.
I would hope not. Even though they made Magic, but like,
yeah,
he's out here acting a damn fool and had her looking a damn fool.
Sure
so.
Did. Mm-hmm.
She got a new man though.
She do.
I think she went back to her ex at me knowing this. I think that's what I saw.
When I was looking at it, they said they didn't know who he was because he kind of looked like her. Shit.
What? What that mean?
Tattooed, skinny, brown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He looked like her.
Yeah, so and let's be clear, I only like musician Summer because Lord, she is a psychopath, if you ask me.
I know, I was trying to find her little fence of the Galacta whore, but I couldn't.
And I'm nervous about her damn baby, child.
I'm nervous about her baby.
Oh my God.
I'm nervous about her having that little baby. You ain't supposed to give your baby honey before the age of one, and she, but anyway, God bless her and that little baby.
But I can't wait to hear Still Over It.
Cannot wait.
Adele's coming back too. The doll, Adele Kardashian, is going to be with us.
I don't care either.
Yemma stole her spot.
I don't care about her either. I can't get into her either. I was like,
I don't really care for that album, but she can sing her fucking ass off. Yeah, I like her on that Lucky Day song.
Mm-hmm. She's cute. She's good on that.
You know what's really cute now? Nao. I can never pronounce her name right.
I think it's Nao.
Nao. That album is actually really cute. Lucky Day is super cute. It's actually, I like it a lot.
But I liked her last album, so I'm going to check that out.
So I didn't like the last album. I only liked Orbit. So that's why I was shocked that I got it. Her voice gets annoying to me after a while, but this one was good. I think I might just be used to her voice also.
Fantasia on Helium.
I'm dead. Exactly what she said.
Did I lie?
No, you did not. Wow.
I'm dead. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think anything. I mean, I'm still listening to Drake, child.
Because with Drake, here's the thing. I remember when the album was coming out, right? And people was like, you gotta sit with it. And I was like, it's Drake. Like, you know what it is. You know when you listen to it. But it's true because now, like, I'll hear a song and I'm like, oh, I didn't get into that one before. Now I'm into it. So now my shit has raced my mind and I can't even stop playing the bullshit.
That was mine maybe 2 weeks ago. And I could not stop playing it. Because I go through that where I go through weeks where, like,
one song that's just like.
Yeah, mine is in too deep this week for some reason. But Race My Mind was like,
Oh, my God. And there's so many samples in that song, and I'm trying to like figure them out while I'm listening. Like,
It is a lot. I'm the one, the like, what's that, like Biggie? Or
it's like a Biggie sample in there. There's the Dead Presidents 2 from Jay.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, that's in there. It's in the beginning.
Okay.
Now
I got it. I'm going to play it.
Right. That's my shit, though.
Yeah, I love that.
Gee, what you been wearing out on that album?
Still the first song.
Oh, Poppy's, oh, not Poppy's song. What's that, Champagne?
Champagne. Yeah, that's been my song.
Poetry.
Yeah, poetry. Just because I love how he switch it up. It's like two songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the back half of the album is just my shit.
Wanted you to race my. Oh.
Me? Yeah, it sounds so good. And then she was intoxicated and then came home and fell fast asleep.
Mm.
I was like,
please.
Right.
I was like, oh, she, I said, is she me? He is talking about me.
And then I was on Genius because I like, for Drake, I love to go to Genius because
you have to.
And then I was like, well, who is this song about? And they were saying it's about Keisha Shante. And I'm like,
you just froze. I said, oh, child, that Wi-Fi.
No, like I should have froze. Y'all didn't hear who I said it was?
No.
Oh, I said it was Keisha Shante.
Who's that?
Exactly. She's a singer from Toronto.
That is what?
She's a singer from Toronto.
But related to what? Sorry.
I guess they used to date.
Daryl, what is Keisha Shante doing on the album though? Like, what is the reference point?
Race My Mind is about her.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Sorry, y'all. My internet.
I gotta do my Googles. Was that on the Genius?
That was on the Genius.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't Genius that song. Let me go in too deep.
Yeah. Like, while you're listening to one of the songs, just pull up Genius real quick.
I've been listening to Drake heavy in the car.
Like, that's the best way to listen.
Yeah, that's been my ride, so I ain't been able to look up too much. There's been a few songs where I Genius with him, but I haven't gotten to that one yet. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Well, let me look it up now that I can use internet, child, since I can't only have porn, so I don't only have porn.
I cannot.
I'm gonna pull up Genius now. Child.
Wait, y'all, we got a listener question. Do we have time for our question? It might be a little long. I don't know. We might have to say that for the Patreon.
We're gonna save it.
We might have to say that.
Okay, we're gonna save it.
We're gonna say that. So y'all gotta tune in because this one's good.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, Gigi gotta read this one because it's very specific to the Midwest, apparently.
Oh, perfect. Shout out to us.
Hey.
Okay. Oh shit. Wait a minute. Where is the note? Why I can't find it?
Well, y'all, make sure y'all come out to the So Shameless Live podcast and see the Dolls in New York City on October the 10th. That is a Sunday. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. We will be a special guest there. Make sure you sign up for the Patreon as we will be reading this listener letter there for some more goodies as well. See some past episodes. You also get to see us as we're recording the episodes as well. So there's video content. And now T's going to do the quote.
And we'll have merch coming soon.
Oh, yes. Merch coming soon.
Stay tuned. And then the quote is, here come the, we have 3 months left of 2021, grinding, et cetera. Listen.
We said we wasn't going to do that, T.
What?
We don't live our lives.
Can I finish the quote?
We don't live our lives in fiscal
month. Can I finish the quote? Let me start from the beginning. Listen. Here come that we have 3 months left of 2021 grinding, etc. Listen, we are also in a pandemic and it's been rough in all caps. If I do nothing else, the rest of the year, I've done enough is the caption.
Okay. I've done enough. Amen.
Like, literally. So be kind. Give yourselves grace, child.
You got to.
You must.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.